Hey everybody, it's Andrew Ross again from Indy Garage. I'm here with JD Nye, is basically a country manager for the automotive business for JD Power in Canada. JD, pleased to see you again. Hope all is well.
Yeah, nice to see you.
JD Power has been doing quite a bit.
Well, yeah, as well as can be expected these days.
As well as can be expected, yeah. Now, JD Power has been doing quite a bit of work reaching out to the consumer market to see how they're feeling about purchases on on the vehicle side as well as on the service side throughout this period. You have been running a series of surveys called the COVID-19 Pulse or the COVID Pulse Surveys. Tell me a little bit about what's behind that, and obviously of specific interest to our listenership is impressions about service plans and whatnot from the Canadian consumer.
Yeah, no problem. So probably about mid-March, we decided we had to do something to try and help our clients out, and so this was something we launched completely free of charge for all of our clients, and we designed, developed a brand new custom survey, got it into field, analyzed the results, and reported 2 weeks later. So we've been reporting on these waves since about April 3rd, I think. So we got into field, late March. First reporting April 3rd, covering the sales and the service side of business. And we are actually, tomorrow, we'll be reporting on our fourth wave of that initiative.
Right. So we're doing this on the Thursday. So on Friday, May 22nd, the fourth wave. We'll put a link in the description when we push this out so people can get a hold of the wave.
Yeah, it'd be great. And frankly, the voice of customer research is what we do at JD Power. And so the focus of the initiative was to get a sense of, just broadly speaking, how worried are Canadians about the pandemic. We developed a few very consistent measures that we've used wave over wave. And so we're tracking both stress levels of Canadians as well as their future intent to engage with the automotive industry, whether that's on the sales or the service side of the coin.
Sure. Now on the service side, what are some of the takeaways? I mean, this has been a pretty rapidly evolving situation on a lot of different fronts. Has that been something that has been revealed through your surveys, and kind of tell me a little bit about where the trajectory is looking like?
Yeah, so I mean the core reason for the every 2 week cadence is because things are changing so rapidly, and so initially I would say in late March, so early April, when we reported on the first wave, there was a significant percentage of the Canadian vehicle owning public that was planning on deferring service activity, essentially just saying, I don't think I can deal with my dealership in this case safely. I'm not sure they're even open or geared up to service my vehicle. So my plan at the moment is to defer that service activity. And each wave since then, we've found that that situation has improved. So improved from the sense of the Canadian auto industry. So fewer and fewer customers today are saying that they plan on deferring service.
Right.
Frankly, at the time when we first reported wave one, we were calculating something like hundreds of millions of dollars worth of service business being deferred, which in obviously a cash flow heavy side of the business like auto service was a real threat for our clients.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is a good slide here, just showing that the wave over wave decrease in again that percentage of customers that are saying I'm just choosing to defer service altogether.
Right. Right. Which is something that we've been kind of talking about in the independent service business as well as what has been referred to as sort of pent up demand, which is deferred service, which we think will come back. But you never know 100%, right? So, But
the concern that we had, the concern that we had for our clients wasn't so much that the service work would not ever get done. It was more of a cash flow concern. So if that service doesn't get done for a period of, say, 6 weeks, what does that do to the balance sheets of a lot of dealers and independent shops out there?
Right. Of course. And this is, a slide that I thought was notable in that. Mm-hmm. Example, in Quebec, the legislated requirement to change out your winter tires was pushed back to kind of keep that service to prevent people from being kind of in non-compliance with one rule and yet
right.
able to get the service done in another. Although it does surprise me, I still see 8% of respondents not using winter tires is always a bit of a shocker to me.
Sure. Yeah. I should have kind of started describing the panel we use to conduct this research. We keep a panel of about 75,000 Canadian vehicle owners who have consented to receive surveys from us. And so it's kind of just a pool of vehicle owners that we use to conduct this kind of quick hit ad hoc research. So the panel is reasonably representative across the country. So we do get responses from coast to coast. To your point, the 8% that say they don't have any winter tires at all, I get to see those people on ramps on the 401 most Januaries. So that's unfortunate, but the good news here anyway, when we started, there was a significant portion of people that were saying, I have winter tires and I really have no idea if I'm getting them off. But wave over wave, that's improved quite a bit. And so that activity is still happening, at least.
Right. Now what about, some of the key takeaways? Now, a lot of the shops have really had to change up the way that they handle the vehicles. We've seen across the board, both at the original equipment service level and the independent level, moves to provide valet pickup and drop off service, obviously a pretty strict cleaning regimen, and disinfecting regimen before and after service has kind of become the common practice now, which is a real kudos to the industry for pivoting so quickly to add that kind of service. But what are consumers saying about those two kind of components specifically?
Yeah, on the sales side, initially we saw, so a big part of this particular survey instrument is asking Canadians what could your auto service provider or your dealer do to make you feel more comfortable? What could they do to help you? On the sales side, when we first launched the program, the most popular responses were more economic. So, provide some lease extensions or deferred payment terms, or mostly kind of payment related help is what people are asking for. On the service side, it has been mostly safety and security type measures. So regular cleaning schedules, disinfecting the vehicle kind of in and out of the shop. And that's remained fairly consistent with this, with a fairly robust call for more concierge type valet service. So come to my house, take my vehicle, service it, and bring it back, obviously with all of the kind of cleaning protocols in place.
Sure. Is there any way to determine, how critical those services might be moving forward? We're right in the, I still think, largely in the midst of this situation right now. Is this something that was... there were indications that this is something that consumers would really look to have maintained within their relationship and service handling kind of process?
Yeah, and this is something we've said almost from the beginning of this evolving situation, is that it's our take anyway that we'll end up establishing a bit of a new normal. And so if service providers are hoping to go back to the before times and how things were done in the past, I think that's probably a mistake. So some of these measures that are being considered sort of emergency procedures or emergency measures, I think are going to be here to stay for a while. Once someone comes to my house to pick up my vehicle and bring it to the shop and then bring it back to me, even if I pay for that service, I'm not going back to the way things were once that service is provided to me as a customer. So I think for the most part, service providers and dealers on the service side should be prepared that a lot of what is changing now is probably here to stay for a while.
Okay. Has there been any indication of what that service, I think it's a fair statement to say that most of the independent service providers right now are providing a valet service free of charge as a way to, frankly, keep some activity going through their bays, through the kind of worst of the shutdown periods in the various jurisdictions across Canada. Has there been any indication of the value that might be able to be placed on that kind of service?
There is, and we'll have that ready for tomorrow's webinar session. We just added a question around, how much would you be willing to pay for a valet service in the most recent wave of the Pulse? Those numbers are being calculated literally right now, so we can talk about it in tomorrow's session.
Or something, because it obviously has a, obviously there's a cost there, even. Frankly, even the disinfecting costs, I mean, there's a, product costs as well as time costs in that. And it's as shops are very community minded and very concerned about the continued health and well-being of their own staff and their customers, that doesn't mean it comes without something of a monetary value, right? So it'd be interesting to see how consumers feel about some of those things, especially that valet concierge service moving forward. It's interesting that with so many people now being told by their organizations that they're work from home indefinitely, miles driven may be getting down, but hours worked are way up for a lot of folks, and they may really now value that opportunity not actually to take their car in for service, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, JD, thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for spending time to spend a little visit with JD and I from JD Power and myself, Andrew Ross, at Indy Garage. Everybody, take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Andrew.
Take care.